I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to revisit Haiti and the needs that will become pressing in the days to come in the hurricane aftermath. We're asking for your help, and we'll tell you how in just a moment. And with a goal as far-reaching as the Great Commission, it's just making sense for mission groups to work together. It's a wrap-up of this year's Missio Nexus Mission Leaders Conference, coming up in just a moment. But first, a new threat has emerged from Hurricane Matthew for Haiti.
We are mostly afraid of our cholera outbreak, you know, in this area of Cabaret, because there are a lot of people who got cholera from Cabaret and who died. We have also programs in the north, but we are also afraid of getting cholera outbreak in those two areas.
That's Hubert Morquette, Living Water International's Haiti director. Almost 29,000 new cases of cholera have been reported this year alone, and that was before the hurricane. The Living Water Haiti team has to work fast.
Right now, what we are trying to do is working with the schools, working with the facilitators, you know, in the community, work with the churches, to start educating them, to start reminding them, you know, the information, sanitizing them.
The wells that Living Water has built will stay clean, but that doesn't mean that the water, once at home, does.
The second thing is to use chlorine so we can disinfect the water and tell them to wash their hands. Tell them also to wash everything they will be consuming.
Oddly, even in a time of emergency, there is opportunity.
We are there because of Jesus, because we love the people, because we want them to live a good life.
In the liturgy of pray, give, go, there's a lot more we can be doing from North America. Take a look at missionnews.org. Next, children's education in India wasn't freely available till about 2009. And because of this, nearly 30% of Indian adults today can't read or do basic math. Eric Morissette with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says this leads to struggles we wouldn't realize.
Stuff as simple as being cheated when you go grocery shopping. If you can't read what the cost is and you go to the cashier could up the cost on you. You don't know that your kids should be in school or shouldn't be in school.
Mission India leads adult literacy classes to provide a fifth grade reading level, but they also teach math, healthy eating, and hygiene. But what's really exciting are the conversations that happen about faith and the Bible.
We just got a quote from an adult literacy student who said that the adult literacy class has helped many people become literate. Thank you for giving me a Bible. I feel happy because the Bible gave me a good knowledge of how to lead a spiritual life and live and walk according to God's will.
The cost to support a literacy student? $30 a month.
That covers all the materials for all the students that are partaking. So everything from the booklets they're reading to chalkboards and chalk that they use to write and practice on to partnering and supporting the educator as well.
And the phrase work better together applies to a variety of life arenas and situations. It's also true of mission organizations. This year's Mission Leaders Conference with Missio Nexus was centered around that theme, as Ted Esler, president of Missio, explains.
The theme for our conference this year was United. And the idea behind that is we want to see churches and agencies working together well, agencies working with each other well, etc., because it's an all-hands-on-deck proposition with the Great Commission.
Looking back, Esler says some of the greatest successes of this year's conference were in the side conversation and small group discussions where collaboration was actually taking place between mission groups. In addition, some of the speakers brought up some good reminders for these mission organizations. An extremely poignant example is David Platt, who tempered the unity theme with wisdom. Esler puts it this way.
In the midst of unity and the desire to work together, it's good to be reminded just of the high calling that we have theologically, biblically, and in other ways that, you know, unity is not a mask to just set aside real issues.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. So get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.